Well, good morning, everyone. So I'm going to ask you to make a confession. Where are my procrastinators in the room? If you have ever put something off and said, I will do that later, I think more of your hands probably need to go up. Okay. You can put your hand down. So it's easy to say, I don't really want to do that right now. I'm going to do that later. And maybe for our kids and our teenagers in the room, you find yourself saying that when you should be doing your homework, studying for a test. Instead of studying for a test, you suddenly find yourself cleaning your room. Or maybe instead of doing your homework, you find yourself staring out the window because everything got a lot more interesting outside than what's on your paper. Well, whatever it is easy for us to get distracted and to say, you know, I'm going to do that later. I'm going to do something else right now. I don't really want to do that. Well, I don't know if this is comforting to hear, but thousands of years ago, Jesus' followers were the same way. When Jesus went to them and said, follow me, there were some who said, okay, Jesus, I want to follow you, but first, I'm going to go do this. I need to do this. And Jesus said, no, following me is more important than anything else that you could possibly do. So even though it's easy for us to get distracted, and it's easy for us to make excuses when God wants us to do something, it's easy to say, oh, I've got too much to do today, God. Can I do that tomorrow? Or I'm afraid to do that. I don't think I can do that, God. Or can I do that later? It's easy for us to say that when God asks us to do something. But if we follow God, if we do what God asks us to do, God will change us into who God wants us to be. Sometimes it's hard to follow God. It takes courage to follow God. And it's easy to say, I wanted to do this right now. But if we obey God and do what God says and do it when God tells us to, then God can use us to do amazing things, and we can have abundant life. It doesn't mean that life will always be easy, but what it means is that we will be doing what our Creator created us to do. So, when God asks you to do something, I hope instead of saying, can I do that later? Or, okay, God, but I want to do this right now. I hope instead your answer will be yes. Let's pray. Loving God, thank you for always being there for us. Help us to do what you ask us to do. Give us the courage to do what you want us to. We love you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.